Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hiller. 104.5 The Zone. This is the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery. They're proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education. When it comes to being an Ironman and talking about football, studying football, knowing pretty much all there is to know about football, we turn to Titans Radio's Dave McGinnis. The coach is brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. Got you covered. What's going on this morning?
Morning, guys. Yeah, Farm Bureau Health Plans. Rhett, Brian and I went down to Columbia last Friday and spoke for Farm Bureau Health Plans down there, put on a little presentation. Farm Bureau Health Plans, those people are outstanding down there, and that had a nice time. The city of Columbia is great.
It's interesting to, you know, we were talking about this before, right before we went on. It's kind of the comparison of the free agency periods in different sports. You know, we always, everybody gets excited when the NFL's free agency starts. NBA and hockey have been going on here for, you know, the last few hours. It's insane the amount of money that's being thrown around, especially in basketball.
Well, not only the amount of money, you know, I've worked in five NFL cities. And in all of those cities, there have been clearly other sports franchises, as many as four, you know, as little as two. But, you know, I know guys in the other leagues as far as coaches, front office people, guys, former players. I mean, so I think, you know, and I follow all of them, and I think, but I've got no idea how the NBA free agency works as far as their salary cap and their money. But I do know this. I mean, it keeps a lot of people up for a lot of hours, because once that thing hits, it is a free-for-all. I mean, it's incredible, but free agency for any of these sports franchises, I mean, it's an exciting time for the fans, and as we were talking about, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, and most of the time it does come down to money. You know, it'll come down to, you know, George Washington usually wins in free agency over most everybody else, but...
Or Benjamin Franklin.
But there are some certain cases where, you know, some guys do want to go to some places, and when they get their chance to go, then that's where they do go. But I mean, it's an exciting time, especially this time of year. But every sports franchise, you know, in every sport, you know, has their free agency period. But I have no, I've got a really good working idea of what the NFL salary cap is. I could not tell you one thing about the salary cap in the NBA. It's nuts.
Well, you know, the thing about the NBA, as opposed to the NFL, is first of all, the money is all real in the NBA. The NFL, you've got the funny money,
well, you've got the
back end of contracts that the player never gets paid to make the GM and the agent look good. But, you know, in the end, it's all a mirage.
Well, it's a guaranteed money. You got your guaranteed money up front. You know, whatever guaranteed money you get in the National Football League is normally up front. And that's the money that, but then, as you say, the numbers that are put out, you know, a 6-year, $600 million contract, you're not going to see, you know, the $600 million, you know, to make an exaggeration out of all of it. But you're right. But I just, you know, I don't understand, how they do the intricacies of it, you know, which, you know, I do from the National Football League, not in the NBA.
Yeah. What do they say that big money contracts don't really change a player. It just sort of magnifies who they really are.
Yeah, it reveals some personality characteristics pretty quick. And that's why it's so important when you're going through free agency, you know, you need to, and again, it's different in the NBA. You've got, you know, you don't have as many players, and you've got, and they can switch teams, and one guy can make a huge, huge difference. But, I mean, it's human nature. You know, sometimes, you know, money doesn't make somebody, but it sure reveals who they are sometimes.
Mike Lombardi, you know, who's worked for a number of NFL teams, wrote in The Athletic on the theme that we've talked about a lot, and that is going from good to great. There was a book, I guess, written on it. And Coach Mack, you know, the road is littered with coaches who weren't able to take their team from good to great. Sometimes they can take them from bad or to average to good, but it's really hard to get them from good to great in your mind, what are some of the most important things to try to accomplish that?
Well, the first thing is health. You know, health is the first thing, because you've got to, you know, most of the times, and a lot of it, you know, falls into place for you. Some of it is just luck, but your players have to be healthy, especially in the National Football League, and your players have to be healthy at the right time, because you guys know, and our listeners know, you follow an NFL season, you know, through the four quarters that it's divided up into in 17 weeks, 16 games. There are times as to when you're not feeling the same team that you feel it at different times during the year because of health, and especially at health at key positions, you know, starting with the quarterback position, but other positions too. So health is number one. Number two is the team chemistry. Team chemistry is huge, especially in the National Football League, because you've got so many people involved. That's a big, big part of it. You know, team chemistry, how that locker room is, how everybody blends together, how everybody is able to subjugate, you know, their own personal goals and their own personal what they want as far as to for the good of the team. And team chemistry in football is huge. Your locker room is extremely important, because you've only got 16 games, unlike all the other professional sports that have so many, that you only get 16 chances in the National Football League. And the chemistry of your team is so vital, 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 because you've got so many people that have to really form and step into one line. So I would say team chemistry, and with that, it basically boils down to, that's why, you know, coaching in the National Football League, a big part of it is, and being a general manager, is being able to put together that many people of a like mindset. They don't have to be the same type of people, but they do have to be able to once assimilate into what you're trying to make the one mindset and the one goal. That's extremely important.
Is that something you can tell as a coach pretty early, like when you go to camp, or does it have to? Do you have to find out during the season whether your team has that or not?
You know, Kevin, that's a great, you know, when I first got into the league, you could pretty much tell, because you had no free agency, you know, and you knew your guys, you knew the same guys coming back, you knew what they were going to be, and you could develop that chemistry throughout years. You could develop that chemistry. And then when new people came in, it was real easy to assimilate them into it, because you had the majority of your people that had been there for a long time.
The turnover's really fast.
Turnover's fast. Now, you turn over about 31% of your squad every year now in the National Football League. The league is getting younger and younger player-wise. That's why it's so important. Your young coaches that are coming into this league and that are in the league, it's always going to be important, but you have to have veteran coaches on your staff that understand and know how to assimilate players quickly into the NFL life, and also to help your young coaches, because a lot of that assimilation used to come from your veteran players in the locker room. You don't have that many anymore. So that's why you're seeing, and you're seeing a lot of these. I mean, that's why, you know, I get calls every year. I know guys in the league that for being senior assistants in this league, because you can't manufacture experience, and that's extremely important in the NFL nowadays.
Is that something you can fix in the middle of a season, or is it once the chemistry part goes wrong, you can't really get that back?
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. There's no secrets in an NFL locker room, so no matter what you try to portray, everybody knows for sure what's going on inside that building. You get a sense and you get a feel for it. It has to be genuine. And it's not something, the only way, you know, sometimes, Kevin, I've seen this before, as to where if there's really an outlier, somebody that's really a problem, if they are really a problem and you want to eliminate them, and you think eliminating one person might be able to get the blend going again and get it fixed, you might be able to do that. But most of the time, it's an accumulation effect, and you can kind of tell when you get started whether you have it going or not.
Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. More with Coach Mack coming up. 8:27 the time, 104.5 the Zone.
I'm ready for you.
.45 the Zone at 8:35. The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery.
Little ZZ Top.
Yeah, ZZ Top.
I like it. That's some Texas dudes.
Yeah, famous Texans here on the Zone. Our visit with Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered.
Hey, guys, I always listen to y'all when I'm driving in the morning. Can I say something about the 40s, the numbers?
Sure.
You know, Ahmad Hall, champ. Loved Ahmad Hall. Ben Hartsock was a decent edge blocker now. Yeah. Ben Hartsock, you know, how long did he play in the league? 10 years?
10 years.
I mean, he could block. He could block the edge. I mean, that was a decent player. I want to put in a word from a man, LeVar Woods. You know, I brought LeVar Woods into the league as a free agent with the Cardinals. LeVar Woods and Kyle VandenBosch played on the same high school team. You know, West Lyon, really small team there in Iowa. They had a really good, you can imagine, they had a really good, and now LeVar Woods is, he's a special teams coach at Iowa, but LeVar Woods was a good pro and a great teammate. I just want to put some a word in for my man, LeVar Woods.
What was your when was your first year here?
My first year here, yeah. 2004.
So you, one of the number 49s, the immortal Spencer Toon.
We had Spencer Toon out of Utah State.
Yes.
Spencer Toon was drafted in the seventh round out of Utah State. I think Spencer's coaching now too. You know, Spencer was drafted with the seventh round. You know, now Spencer didn't ever, you know, Spencer was really a good person, a hard player, not a lot of ability. A little bit tight, you know, couldn't, you know, do what you needed to do. But I tell you who really liked Spencer Toon as a dude and a teammate was Keith Bullock. Because Spencer Toon was a hard-working guy. He's a coach now, too. I've known most of these guys y'all have gone through.
Do you like I had Jerry Kramer adopt Casey Kramer?
You know,
Wrong Kramer.
I usually keep up pretty good with what's going on. You know, I can normally sort out. I mean, I've had a lot of players in my life in 34 years. And, you know, I go through the litany. And I know most about Casey Kramer. Let me tell you what. Casey Kramer used to drive, talk about Bullock again, used to drive Bullock nuts because Casey Kramer was on the scout team, all right, and would play tight end. And so when he would go against us he would go as hard as he could. And every time we got in the red zone, when we'd have a red zone period, and you know, Keith Bullock would say it during the meetings, "Don't let Kramer score today." Because if Kramer ever caught a pass on our defense, he would slam it. I mean, he would talk and Casey Kramer's really a smart guy. Really, really smart, and
the Dartmouth,
and a great human being. I mean, he was so much fun to have on the team. But I knew Casey really well, and I knew him when he was, you know, he's a pastor now, you know, as you guys had said. But I never knew that, you know. And when you said that, I went, I don't think so, but I'm not gonna say anything because Mark is usually fairly well dialed in, but I didn't think so
because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I don't remember that being part of Casey Kramer's story when he was here.
Do I get credit for self-correcting? I mean, neither Schaefer nor Ingram, dived in to try to save me.
No, I was having fun watching you flail in the water. Why would I stop that?
I think, Schaefer, you wouldn't have been a real good lifeguard on the beach because you'd have just sat there and see.
He's done.
I think he's gone. Yeah, I think they had I did. You're kind of sitting there going, yeah, no, I don't think so.
What the what?
What the what?
I was
kind
of like Coach Mack. I was like, I don't know if it's right or not, but yeah, I guess it could be. It's like, I don't want to correct him, then me be wrong.
So, well, hey, Mark, kudos for self-correction.
So what was it, like Animal House? Quiet, he's on a roll.
Yeah. Quiet, yeah, exactly. Quiet, he's on a roll.
All right, watching the OTAs and mini camps, body language sometimes goes a long way. And you hear, you know, from those, you know, who were there every day, that Corey Davis kind of stood out in terms of body language, the way that he was going about his business. You know, we don't get too excited about, unpadded practices and all that. But what did you see from him that might lead you to believe that he's going to have a big year in 2019?
Well, I mean, what I see is a more confident player. And that's extremely important. And especially, look, anytime you are drafted, especially in the first round of the National Football League, and just as in our previous segment where we talked about how much you flip your roster, and so your draft picks, especially your high draft picks, they're expected to come in and do – and sometimes expectations are so huge that no matter what they do, you know, they're not going to live up to it. And then if you come to a place, you know, at a position of need – as far as then you're expected to step in and be that NFL player that you're going to be in your career from the start. That doesn't happen. And it especially doesn't happen, guys. And you guys know this. I think our listeners know this. The Titans fans know this when you look at it. Receivers that come into this league, it's an entirely different world for them than from what they did in college, especially the way that the, you know, your hash marks are different. Your whole offensive system is different. Some of these receivers that have come in the league have never even been in a huddle. They've never been in a huddle. They've never had to dissect coverages. You know, everything, you know, you hold up a picture of Mickey Mouse on the sideline, and so they run Mickey Mouse route. You know, none of that. There's so much to learn about what goes on as a receiver in the National Football League, not only learning the nuances and the ins and outs of the position, but learning what the defense is doing and what the defense is presenting to you. All of this, all of it is different. And I just see a more confident player, because that's what impresses me, is when I can see the year-to-year confidence of players. You know, we've talked about, I could see a difference in Jayon Brown that second year, you know, during, because I watch all of them, all the OTAs. You could see a difference. You could just see they carry themselves different. That's what I saw. And that's, again, it brings me to this point. When I watch the rookies, the first time they come out and are intermixed with the vets in their first, you know, OTAs or mini camp experiences, you watch the rookies and see who's kind of carrying themselves like they believe that they really belong. And that's why I was so impressed with the way Amani Hooker, you know, carried himself out there. Now, does it mean anything as far as to when the pads come on or when they start going against a different helmet and a different colored jersey? No. But, you know, after years of watching and going through a lot of guys, some of these things you can kind of go back in your memory bank and you can pull out and say, all right, I think this guy's at least got a chance.
Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. We're Wake Up Zone on the way next. 104.5 The Zone.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
That could have been an Ithaca College back in the day. 104.5 The Zone, 848. The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, and our visit with Coach Dave McGinnis, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. And that's in reference to Mark, who was on a roll last hour talking about,
from the movie Animal House,
Casey Kramer,
from the late 70s.
Shafe's on a roll in there behind the glass.
That's a movie I believe I've seen at least 50 times. At least.
And it's as good the 50th as it is the first. I'm with you.
You said something interesting during the break about, you know, calls you get and just the reality now around the NFL where, you know, coaching staffs skew younger now. And there is a need for more experienced older coaches to come in and sort of mentor these guys or at least help out. What kind of things can a veteran coach impart to a younger coach?
Well, look, you know, ever since I left L.A., and again, I won't mention teams or names because it's not fair to the teams and it's not fair to the guys that, you know, have the positions. But, you know, I've had chances every year to go back as a senior assistant to do various things. And here's the thing. The league is skewing younger player-wise to begin with. You know, just because of the way it looks, you know, your year one through four players are the biggest majority, 70% of this league now. You know, your year 9 through 12 players are the smallest percentage, okay? And so even with younger coaches that are coming into the league, you need veteran coaches and it's not necessarily X's and O's things. It's how to maintain and how to navigate the NFL life. How to navigate, you know, with the players through an NFL season, through an NFL preseason, through an NFL offseason, just how to navigate the NFL, because it's different. It's so much different. And the other thing, Mark, you can't manufacture experience in any industry. But the National Football League, results have to be so immediate. You don't have a lot of time. I mean, this league, especially for coaches, I mean, this league is not a developmental league. I mean, you've got to be ready to go and know what's going on as soon as you've got boots on the ground. And so that's why you can see, I mean, Howard Mudd's back in it at Indianapolis. I mean, guys, and as I say, I get, you know, several calls a year. I'm extremely happy doing what I'm doing, you know, right now. I really am. But the what teams are trying to do, because you've got no salary cap for coaches. You can have as many coaches as you want. When I first got into the league, I was the eighth coach that Mike Ditka had on his staff. You know, Mike, we had 10 lockers in the coach's room. Mike Ditka gave me one of his. You know, he had two. He gave me one of his because I was the eighth coach. That's as big as the staff was. Now you've got as many as 28, you know, on these staffs. And so what goes on, you need some veteran coaches to be able to help everything else navigate so that it's smooth when these younger players hit the ground, and it's not a whole lot of teaching. You're not teaching your coaches and your players all at once. That's what's happening.
Jeff, if memory serves, had the biggest staff in the league his last couple of years in LA. When you looked, I mean, he had a huge coaching staff. What was the thought behind that?
Well, the thought behind that was, and especially with the move, that we had, I mean, we needed help, you know, doing a lot of things, because we were not only working the football part of it. I mean, we had a group of players. We had 90 players that didn't know where they were going to live. I mean, that was a massive, and we didn't just move. It wasn't like we moved from St. Louis to LA one time. We moved three different times the entire organization in 7 months. Okay. Cause we moved to Oxnard. Okay, we moved to Cal Irvine. We moved from Cal Irvine. Our facility wasn't ready in Thousand Oaks until the Monday of our first week of the season. And that's, you know, for people, you know, knowing where to give, you know, where to live, where their kids had to go to school. It was unbelievable, you know, what we went through. And so you needed coaches to be able to help. I mean, and there were, and the other thing is because you still had to get game plans together to get ready for the season, because the opponents that you were playing, they didn't care that you moved three times in 7 months. They were happy. They were just trying to beat your brains out, okay? So you needed people to be able to facilitate everything that was going on. It was a massive, massive undertaking.
You know, in talking about coaches and having that many people and guys coming back, you know, later on in life, you know, a guy like Dean Pease, I mean, he comes out of retirement. He wasn't retired very long, and then he's right back in it. You know, players talk about it, missing the locker room and that camaraderie. What is it for coaches that, you know, when you're out of the game, that you miss the most?
You miss the players, and you miss the coaches, and you miss and the other thing that you really miss, and again, when you get to this level in this league, and I think in any sport, you're an adrenaline junkie. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is nothing like those 3 hours on Sunday when you're competing. You know, putting together a game plan, going through the week. I mean, it's just the competition. I mean, I used to thrive on that. I mean, I just love it. And that's what you miss. And that's why I enjoy doing what I'm doing so much now. You know, I've had a chance to do this, you know, not just with a team, but nationally since I've been doing it. I've been very, very fortunate. I want to be with a team. I love being with a team and feeling that sense of team accomplishment and being with the group and getting really fired up on game day. I mean, I'm as fired up now when I go up that elevator and go, I just walk into a booth about two doors down, you know, from where I used to be my first time here. But it's the competition. You miss the competition, and you miss the fact of a whole group getting together. There is no better feeling than winning a game in the National Football League. None. I mean, it's just like the whole world. I mean, it's the only thing I can equate it to, and somebody asked me one time, Coach Mack, how important is it in the National Football League to win on Sunday? I said, how important is oxygen? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's like. And so that's what I miss.
So now in this little period here between where we are, the start of July and training camp later on this month, I mean, guys, you know, away for a little vacation, but you got to keep getting ready, don't you, even though you're not in the facility or around town, maybe.
Well, I mean, it's paramount, because this, you know, the way the offseason is scheduled now, you know, when they have these 5 weeks, they were in great shape when they left any of these facilities. They are in great physical condition, and those that are still rehabbing have to get themselves ready for – but you cannot just go and just hang out for 5 weeks and then come back, because it's going to intensify and ramp up. And that's why I say, that's another reason why, Kev and Mark, why we talk about experience. You need guys that can tell. And I've seen rookies not only rookies, but even some first-year players that have left this first extended offseason and come back, and they had not done the work that they needed to do to come back and be ready to go. You know, even though you've got kind of a three-day period where you kind of work back into it when you come back into training camp, you've got to be ready to go, because once you hit the ground in 15 days, you're playing your first preseason game. And things go so fast after that. So they have to be doing this. And the coaches, guys, I can tell you from experience, even when you look at this and the coaches, they need to get away. But after about 10 days of being away, I promise you, everybody that coaches in the National Football League, they're doing ball.
When you were a head coach, what did you obsess about this time of year? Was it
please,
was it scheme?
Please,
was it players? Was please, it coaches?
Please, phone don't ring. That was please, phone don't ring. That was number one. The number one. You know, that I would give that talk, and I thought I would make a very good presentation and passion talk, but it boiled down to don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy, because you know you've worked so hard. We've got everything. We know what we want to do, and so just and again, I'd look at that phone every day and say, please don't ring.
Yeah,
Dave, stay out of trouble.
For Jeff, what is it now, Pac-Man?
All right, Coach Mac, thanks, man.
Guys, you guys are the best. See you. Thanks.
All righty. Coach Dave McGinnis every Monday on our show, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Let them coach you through it. If you need great health care coverage at an affordable price, Farm Bureau has got you covered. 8:57 on the other side, we'll visit with Chris Mason from Fox, Tennessee, talking about the Predators deal. More Wake Up Zone up next here on The Zone.